Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting third. The left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Art Shamsky. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting seventh. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Al Weiss. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Cardwell. Pitching for the New York Mets, Don Cardwell. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Willie Smith. Batting seventh. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Qualls. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fergie Jenkins. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Fergie Jenkins. And now, play ball. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. Agee reaches second base with a double. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Agee scores. It's 1-0, Mets. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boswell moves to third. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jones. The throw from Hundley and he is safe. Jones steals second. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky strikes out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is walked intentionally. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boswell scores. Jones moves to third. Garrett moves to second. It's 2-0, Mets. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jones scores. Garrett scores. Cranepool moves to second. It's 4-0, Mets. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cranepool moves to third. Martin moves to second. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss strikes out. Two outs. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is hit by the pitch. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a line drive into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy AG is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. AG is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. AG hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Mets. Hank Aguirre now pitching. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aguirre fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 0-for-1 in the game. Shamsky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jones moves to third. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aguirre fields it and throws to first for the out. Jones scores. Shamsky moves to second. Two outs. It's 6-0, Mets. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cranepool hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones. Banks reaches second base with a double. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Banks moves to third. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Banks scores. It's 6-1, Mets. Jim Qualls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Qualls hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Qualls moves to third. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Qualls scores. Aguirre moves to second. It's 6-2, Mets. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aguirre scores. Kessinger moves to third. It's 6-3, Mets. Jim McAndrew now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kessinger scores. Beckert moves to third. It's 6-4, Mets. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs 4. The Mets will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Martin strikes out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiss strikes out. Two outs. Jim McAndrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAndrew takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Banks moves to second. Calhoun's now pitching. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hundley bunts in front of the plate. Martin fields it and throws to first for the out. Banks moves to third. Smith moves to second. One out. Jim Qualls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Qualls is 0-for-1 in the game. Qualls hits a fly ball into right field. Shamsky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Banks tags and scores. Smith tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-5, Mets. Al Spangler pinch hits for Hank Aguirre. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs 5. The Mets will come to bat. Rich Nye now pitching. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boswell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shamsky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boswell moves to third. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Shamsky moves to second. Don Clendenin pinch hits for Ed Cranepool. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is called out on strikes. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Martin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Clendenin now playing first base. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Beckert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Beckert moves to third. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Cubs 5. The Mets will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-2 in the game. Weiss hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-5, Mets. Cal Kunz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kunz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Boswell hits a fly ball into center field. Qualls settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Jones hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Beckert reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Shamsky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cubs 5. The Mets will come to bat. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Shamsky hits a line drive into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Garrett hits a fly ball into center field. Qualls settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0-for-1 in the game. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Qualls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Qualls is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Qualls is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Heath pinch hits for Rich Nye. Bill Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kessinger hits a pop-up towards short. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cubs 5. The Mets will come to bat. Ted Abernathy now pitching. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Abernathy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cal Kunz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kunz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kunz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Abernathy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Beckert hits a pop-up towards first. Clendenin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-3 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cubs 5. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boswell for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo juggles the ball. That's an error on Santo. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Shamsky hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. 2 runs are unearned. It's 9-5, Mets. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Garrett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Taylor now pitching. Rod Gasper now playing right field. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops it up and throws to first, with Taylor covering, for the out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hundley hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Qualls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Qualls is 0-for-2 in the game. he has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Qualls hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Boswell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Cubs 5. The Mets will come to bat. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0 for 2 in the game. Clendenin hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Martin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Weiss hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Gasper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gasper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gasper for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 9, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Paul Popovich pinch hits for Ted Abernathy. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Taylor fields it and throws to first for the out. Popovich moves to second. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Becker takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Boswell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Boswell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 9, and Chicago Cubs, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.